What is the case of Pagemis Tsuvasa, which we had in the previous Mishnah, that she has to take a shvuah? Chayisat Tsuvasa Elav Zut. If the value of her tsuva was for 1,000 Zut, the Amar La is Kabat Tsuvasa. The Baal said that she already received her tsuva. The Hiyan Marit Lo is Kabat the Elamana. She said they only received the mana, which is 10% of the tsuva, Lo is Tipara Elav Shvuah. She can only collect the remainder of the tsuva with the shvuah. Eidach and Me'idah, she proved a case that what is the case that one eid is made that she received the tsuva that she has to take her shvuah. Chayisat Tsuvasa Elav Zut. If the value of her tsuva was for 1,000 Zut, the Amar La is Kabat Tsuvasa. The Baal said that she already received her tsuva via Merit Lois Kabati. She denies it. Beidach and Meidah, she proved on one eid is made that she did receive the tsuva. Loisi Par Elav Shvuah, she can only collect the tsuva with the shvuah. Menachat and Meshubanim case that what is the case that she collects tsuva from Nechat and Meshubanim? Malchar Nechat of Lachir, Vihine Fras Menelakuchas. If the Baal sold property that he owned after the date of the tsuva to other people, and now the Baal has no more property, Vihine Fras Menelakuchas, and she wants to collect from those buyers, Loisi Par Elav Shvuah, she can only collect from the buyers with the shvuah. Menechse Yisoymim Keza. What is the case that the Isha collects from the property of Yisoymim Mace? Behiniach Nechat of Yisoymim. If the Baal dies and his property was inherited by the Yisoymim, Behinefras Mina Yisoymim. And she wants to collect from the Yisoymim, Loisi Par Elav Shvuah, she can only collect from the Yisoymim if she takes a shvuah that she has not yet received her tzuvah. Ushalo Befanav Keza. What is the case that she has to take a shvuah? She collects the ksuba shaloba funav. Halach lo lemedina tayam if the Baal went overseas. Vehina fras shaloba funav. And now she wants to collect while her husband is overseas. Ain't on a fras shaloba shvuah. She can only collect if she takes a shvuah that she has not yet received her ksuba. Rabbi Shimon Oimer calls man shehite vas suvasa hayorshim ashpina. So Rabbi Shimon is going back on Mishnah Hay. But the Mishnah said over there that if the Baal is Michael, his wife, for taking a shvuah to himself or to his yorsha, then if the Isha collects the tsuva from the yorsha, she does not have to take a shvuah. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Even if he is Michael, her from taking a shvuah to the yorshim, even so, when she comes to collect the tsuva, she has to take a shvuah to the yorshim. And since the Chacham made a takana that ain't b'fram a nifta yusaimim, ela b'shvuah, anybody who wants to collect the chol from the yusomim has to take a shvuah. This is a very strong takana, and he cannot be Michael this takana. This part of the mission is going back on Mishnah Dalit that it said over there that if somebody makes his wife into an apotropos, she deals with his property, he can make her take a shvuah anytime he wants that she is not taking anything from his property. Rabbi Shimon argued with that, and he said, called mine that she is not coming to collect the ksuba. The yorshim cannot make her take a shvuah even though she is an apotropos, and not just the yorshim can't make her take a shvuah, but the Baal himself cannot make her take a shvuah, even though she is his apotropos. Mesachus Tzuvit Parashas Mishnah Tes. Hitziya Gev Eini Mo Ksuba. Nisha that shows her get to Bezim, but she does not have her ksuba. She lives in a place where the many gives not the right ksuba. Greva Ksubasa. She collects her ksuba anyway. This is a Tanai Bezim, that every Isha collects a ksuba regardless of whether her Baal wrote her a ksuba. And the get is proof that the ksuba was not yet paid, as at the time of payment of the ksuba, Bezim would rip the get. Ksuba ve'eni maget. If she had her ksuba but not her get, he aymeres avat gizi. She says I lost my get. But who aymer avat shervi? He says the reason you don't have your get is that I paid the ksuba and bezin ripped the get, and I had a receipt just that I lost it. V'chein ba'chov shahoyti starchov ve'eni mo prudbol hari elu lo yifru. And a ba'chov that had a starchov and not a prudbol, in both of these cases, the ba'chov and the isha would not be able to collect their chayvayis. The Isha without her get and the Bacho without a Prupal. Now, a Prupal is a star that Hillel was mitakeh that when he saw that people stopped lending money because they were afraid that Shemitah would be Mishamit the Chol, as if the Chol is owed only after Shemitah. Since he lent the money before Shemitah, he can no longer collect the Chol. As the Torah said, Lo Yiglis, you cannot collect Chavis anymore after Shemitah. Bezin was mitakeh that a person could write a Prupal. And the nusach of the prudbo is that he is giving over his chayvos to Bezin, that Bezin would collect the chov, not himself, and that would be mutter, and the Torah only offers him to collect the chov, not Bezin. And since the Baal Chov in this case does not have his prudbo, and Shemitah has passed, he can no longer collect his chov. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oimer min hatakana ve'elech, isha goyvek suvasa shalo beget, u'bachov goyvek shalo beprudbo. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said, from the time of the Zakana onwards, when it was dangerous to hold on to a get and a principal as the Goyet, where Goyet is that people cannot be Mekayim mitzvahs, and therefore they were afraid to hold on to these stars. So therefore an Isha can collect the Ksuba without a get and a Balchov without a proof. Snake Gittin who stake Ksubas, Goyet best stake Ksubas, and Isha shows best in two Gittin and two Ksubas, which means that her husband remarried her and wrote her a second Ksuba, even though the husband is not mechuyev to write her a second Ksuba when he remarries her, as we'll soon see. Since she has two Ksubas, obviously he wrote her a second Ksuba, so therefore Goyvish stake Ksubas, she can collect both Ksubas. Stake Ksubas, the get echad. If she has two Ksubas and only one get, as she does not have a second get to prove that her husband remarried her and then divorced her a second time, so therefore even though she has two Ksubas, she only collects one of them. Oksuba usne gitte. Oksuba ugenomisa. Or if she has one ksuba and two gitte, which is proof that her husband remarried her and then divorced her for a second time. Or she has a ksuba and she has a get and also edim that are made that her husband remarried her and then died. In both of these cases, in a goybel ksuba acha, she only collects one of the ksuba even though she has proof that her husband remarried her, shahamigarish is isto v'hechzira amenat ksuba harishonim achdir. Somebody who divorces his wife and then remarries her, he remarries her on the condition that he only has to pay her the first ksuba, he does not have to give her a second ksuba. So here, even though the isha has proof that she was remarried, her husband only has to pay one ksuba. Katan shehisil abid. Suvasa kayem shahamenat kain kain. A katan that was married off by his father. Now this marriage is not valid, as a katan cannot get married min haTorah. Even so, if he did get married and a ksuba was written and he decided to keep his wife after he became a gadol and the kedushin became valid and he kept her with the same ksuba that he had written, she gets that full ksuba even though at the time that he became a gadol she was already a ba'ula, and now she only deserved half of the ksuba of a ba'suba. Since he did not write her a different ksuba, he kept her with the old ksuba, he has to pay her the ksuba of a ba'suba. Gershon is gaya b'isto imo ksubasa kayemes shahamanas kein kaima. So to a ger that was negaya, and his wife was negaira with him, and he kept his wife, and at the time he married her when he was a guy, he wrote her a ksuba of Messiah, which is the amount that a basula received. And now that the Nisuan became valid after he became a ger, he kept her with the same suva, even though now she is a ba'ula. Since he kept her with the same suva, she collects the full suva of a basula.